If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
It is 7 minutes after the hour. Good Saturday morning. Welcome back. We are all, and I mean all of us, back in the saddle. As we kick things off, I'm Brian Main. Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, along with Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco. Hope you had a good week. We are ready for the next couple of hours, taking your phone calls, talking gardening, horticultural, you know, the same old stuff. And happy Mother's Day weekend to one and all. John's in a great mood. He's in shape. Look at the shirt he's wearing, Tiger. He's cut underneath. It's his muscle definition.
How can you say the same old stuff when you're referring to gardening? Oh, my gosh. It's never the same old stuff.
But I mean the same thing.
Every day is new. There's a new flower, a new leaf coming out. It's exciting.
How about this? Same foundation with a different twist.
I don't know. That confuses me.
Okay, anyway, I think people know what I'm trying to say.
No, if there's a twist in your foundation,
that's not good news.
Yeah. I'm not off to a good start, am I?
You're not.
I'm going to have you do the opening.
And you know what?
On.
This is spring around the country.
Yeah, finally, huh?
Yeah,
it's
all
about
over.
Time.
I can tell by all the people in Connecticut placing orders.
That's good.
We've got about, oh my gosh. Well, we were mentioning this Monday's our biggest ship day of the year.
We're shipping
over 1,000 orders going out.
We're shipping more than we ever have, right? You mentioned that.
By far. And I kind of hate to say this right now, but...
Don't put a damper on the show.
Well, I haven't had a chance to take down our website, or take the products off our website, because Monday's supposed to be our last ship date. But
right.
If you go to GardenAmerica.com, we still have grafted vegetables available. And while I may not, it says the ship date's May 15th, I may not be able to ship them next week, but I certainly could the following week. But we'll do everything we can. Tiger's trying to work out the logistics. And
we ask for your patience and understanding in this matter.
We'd like to ship them on time, ideally.
But you get a nice compliment from somebody, John, on Facebook, how well the package was received. It was all nice and neat and packaged very well, and I gave you full credit because that's what you do.
That was Carolyn in Newport Beach,
yes,
or Corona Del Mar or something,
right,
like
right.
that.
She said everything arrived, you know. Now, every now and then something's going to happen, but I think for the most part you're batting about 900, aren't you?
Well, I had to ship her one of the strawberries. I think it was the Marshall strawberry, and... I wanted to make sure it arrived really well, so I taped it all up so it wouldn't come out of the pot, and then I wrapped it in bubble wrap and sent it to her. So I'm glad that it arrived in good condition. And we did get in just a few more of the pine berries and the Marshall strawberries.
If you got the newsletter, see, this is the advantage of getting the newsletter, because we were running very low. And on the newsletter, it says we have a few left. So, again, right. One more reason to sign up for the newsletter.
You know, back to the shipping thing, though, because I've been trying to work with John a little bit on this as far as helping him get some of these orders out. He is a very good shipper. Like, each
enunciate when you say that.
Shipper.
Okay, good.
But each box that he sends out has, like, sometimes he'll cut out the top of one to kind of, like, help the tomato.
Is it like arts and crafts with him?
Well, you know, I'm going through, like, 20 boxes, and he's, like, got this one. But the tomato in it is perfect.
Everything's perfect.
Exactly. Nothing bent.
Nothing out of place. Exactly.
So what Tiger's saying is that if you receive anything from Garden America and it's damaged, it's something he packed.
It's my package. It's my package.
Not John, so direct everything to Tiger.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, if somebody finds a glove in one of their boxes, I think I might be missing one. So.
You lost the glove. No.
Nice. It's like a doctor leaving a scalpel inside a patient.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's 11 minutes after the hour. Once again, our phone number, always live and always ready to talk to you at 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825. The reason I say that is because first hour is open phones, and second hour, good friend of the show, Lance Walheim from Bayer. And boy, what a coincidence, because this hour of the Garden America radio show is brought to us by Bayer Advanced. Get more from the Blue Bottle. We'll be talking to Lance about 10 minutes after the hour. It'll be 10 after noon on the East Coast.
There you go.
And for the rest of us, it'll still be a Saturday morning.
Well, you know what's happening? As we speak right now, they are setting up for the Mission Hills Garden Walk.
Now, the Mission Hills Garden Walk,
Walk.
Not W-O-K, but W-A-L-K, happens every year at this time, right?
Yes, it does. And, you know, it's an opportunity. I mean, they have walks that benefit community programs all around the country, but you know, this one specifically is on its 19th year, and they have about 10 homes, and people actually get to walk. They don't just drive from house to house and see these people's yards that they've been spending a lifetime investing in, whether it's, you know, a backyard garden with a hillside, or sometimes there's even like an urban farm on them, just complete different styles, because Mission Hills San Diego, all the homes are very unique in their own way, so you can be walking through 10 homes and 10 completely different gardens from big to small.
So for those of you listening in San Diego, that obviously happening here, Mission Hills area. Right?
Yep, at 10 a.m. is when that the walk starts.
Okay.
But it goes from 10 to 4, so you don't have to show up at 10.
You got all day to do it.
You got all day to do it. Usually it takes about 2 hours to really get through all your homes. And you can go to Mission Hills Nursery and buy tickets from them, and the walk starts from there. And they have trolleys this year because they're actually stewing some of the homes in the other parts of the neighborhood. So they're going to take a trolley over to other parts of the neighborhood, drop you off. You can look around 5-6 homes, and then they take you right back to the other part of the neighborhood, do another 5-6 homes, and then back to the nursery. So it's a lot of fun.
And a good opportunity to see what people are doing. You know, you can take the same, you know, 10 or 15, you know, plants, flowers, whatever, and everyone's got a different way to present them in their garden.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about, getting inspiration. Because, you know, when you're trying to look at your own backyard or your patio and you're trying to see what to do, it's hard sometimes. And then only that, we look through magazines and we watch TV shows. They're all East Coast based. And it's really hard to
get
good ideas, because they're like, oh, no, you know, can grow these hostas in the shade. And, you know, it's like, oh, my gosh, what are we doing? I'm not going to find those. And so, you know, when you can find a local spot to go and see local
gardens. Not to disparage East Coast gardeners, since we have a lot of listeners on the East Coast.
No, he was just basically talking about the fact that it originates a lot of it from the East Coast.
Right.
And for good reason, too.
Oh, well, East Coast gardening is amazing because you have such seasons. You get to do something new every year. Right?
I think it's because they're closer to Europe.
Yeah,
because gardening, you know, was so big in England, and that influence came over from England into the East Coast of the U.S., and they were a little more serious about their gardening than people out west with tumbleweeds and cacti.
I think East Coast gardening is more popular because every year they have a reset button, and every winter it goes down to nothing.
That's another
And then they start over from scratch. You know, where in San Diego, somebody's pansy doesn't survive for 2 or 3 seasons. They're coming in and wanting a return.
Well, we kind of do the same thing that they do back there. They have snowfalls that come in and wipe out everything, and then they start over in the spring. And in the fall, we have fires that come through and wipe out everything.
Well, that is true.
Then we start again.
That's actually very true. Hey, by the way, should mention we are broadcasting live on Facebook right now, Facebook Live. Still working on the
audio.
Other issue for audio coming from phone callers or people on the other end. But if you're a voyeur, just kind of want to watch us, kind of, you know, go to our Facebook page and you can kind of see what we're doing here in the studio. That's fine as well.
Can people see this?
Yeah. Here, I'll zoom in on it right now.
Yeah, those are, we've got a quote from George Washington, John. Why don't you read the quote and it'll lead into what those
the quote is,
roses are all about.
Yeah, I picked the quote because tomorrow's Mother's Day, right? So we want to wish all the mothers out there a happy Mother's Day. And this quote from George Washington says, "My mother was the most beautiful woman I ever saw. All I am, I owe to my mother. I attribute all my success in life to the moral, intellectual, and physical education that I received from her."
And Tiger's playing director right now, so he's trying to get a good shot on the roses that you brought in.
Yep.
And they're aptly called what, John? What are those roses?
Well, we don't know. We don't have absolute verification of this, but supposedly George Washington was a rose breeder when he retired to Mount Vernon. And this rose is a noisette.
Noisette,
and it's called Mary Washington.
So,
and we think that it's one that George Washington himself may have bred and named after his mother.
I will try to snap a picture, post that on Facebook as well. But if you're watching us on Facebook Live right now, you can see those roses. We are just getting underway. Your phone calls, open phones this hour. Once again, that's 855-424-9825. Also, John at GardenAmerica.com here on Biz Talk Radio. Good morning. I'm Brian Main, Tiger Palafox, John Begnasco, Garden America Radio, coming right back.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Wow, your flowers are gorgeous. What's your secret?
It's no secret. It's Bare Advanced.
You mean these blue bottles?
Uh-huh.
I protect my beauties with all-in-one rose and flower care. It's insect and disease control, plus fertilizer.
Really? What's this 12-month tree and shrub protect and feed?
Oh, I use it on my trees. It kills bugs for up to a year, plus it feeds. It's that easy. Hey, where are you going?
To get my own. I want a great yard, too.
Bare Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hi, this is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a natural, slow, and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years, Milorganite. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398.
Call now, 800-303-3398.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced any of the following: pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Hernia mesh patch implants are used for repairing most common types of abdominal hernia, which occurs when muscles or connective tissue in your abdomen are damaged or weakened. If you have had a hernia mesh implant and suffered an injury, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. Call for more information about the recall and a free consultation. Don't be a silent victim. Call 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
This is your chance. Open phones. Whatever's on your mind, give us a call, 855-424-9825 for the entire first hour. It is open phones. Hour number two, Lance Walheim, good friend of the show, representing our good friends at Bayer. And again, that's 855-424-9825. What is your question or comment? You can also email us if you prefer. That's john@gardenamerica.com. john@gardenamerica.com here as we broadcast, as always, on Biz Talk Radio. And we talked about the roses going into the break, John, but I don't think you gave – yeah, you gave the quote, right? The quote of the week.
I did. Okay, I did give the quote from George Washington. And I mentioned that the rose was a noisette.
And how do you spell that?
N-O-I-S-E.
Oh, okay. Just like it might sound.
T-T-E.
Noisette.
N-O-I-S.
N-O-I-S.
And I assume that's French.
E-T-T-E. Noisette. Named after Philippe Noisette.
The famous Philippe Noisette.
The only.
The only.
Philippe and Louis were rose breeders in France, but the noisette rose class is the first American rose class was developed by John Champneys. I think it was in South Carolina, right around 1803, 1804, which makes me wonder if George Washington really bred this particular plant, since he died in 1799 and the noisettes didn't come out until 1804. But one of John Champney's neighbors was one of the noisette brothers. And when he saw the rose that John Champney's had, I think it's called Champney's Pink Cluster, maybe the first one. When he saw that, he took it back to France, and they began breeding with them and released the whole class of roses, and they called them noisettes after themselves. So a lot of people thought, wow, these are French roses, but actually it was the first American rose.
Interesting, and it came out, what, 4 or 5 years after Washington died, if your calculations
are correct. All we know for sure is that it was sometime before 1890, because we have records of it back that far, but who knows. Anyway, it's a nice story to think that George Washington bred this particular rose and named it after his mother.
So we were talking before the show about what we're going to do through the fall, since, you know, plants are kind of finished being shipped and whatnot.
Right.
We're going to put John on a garden trivial pursuit game.
We're going to put
him. Well, we got to put him in charge of it.
This isn't anything we talked about beforehand.
Trivial pursuit.
Because, I mean, he has so much gardening plants info.
Even that interested
data,
me. That just interested me.
And then he knows dates from it.
Well,
amazing.
He knew George Washington.
He knew.
I mean, come on.
Did you know he used to be a president?
See, look at this information coming out of
him. Shocking.
My gosh. And did he have wooden teeth, or is that just a legend?
I don't know, but you know one
thing. He probably knows the date of the wood and the style.
I told you guys the story about when I cracked my head and went to the hospital, and they wanted to, they were asking me questions to see, you know, is this guy still lucid?
Right.
Does he have a concussion? And they asked me, what date is it? And I said, 1917.
You did say that?
I did say that. And their eyes all went up, and I could tell something's wrong,
yeah,
right?
I said,
oh, wait. No, that was the year of the Russian Revolution. I said, it's 2017.
Wow. He comes right back and drops the Russian Revolution on him.
Yeah.
So they thought I was okay.
That's when they signed his release.
Yeah.
And said, you know what, you're fine. And that was a good comeback, though. John says, I knew I could tell something was wrong just looking at the expressions on their face.
Well, yeah, their eyes went wide up. Like,
I'm either going to get released today
or
be here a month.
I do have some emails if you want to.
Sure, let's do some emails. And again, if you want to call us, 855-424-9825. Go ahead, John.
This one was an email that I won't go into the whole thing because it was from our friend Jimmy in Oceanside. And he was talking about stopping by to pick up some of his tomatoes that he wanted. So I worked that out for him. But then he threw in, by the way, Tiger is doing a great job and is very entertaining. I know his nursery, but have never met him. He seems to be a very nice young man. Coincidentally, my nickname is Tiger.
Hey. So Jimmy, we had no idea, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I remember Jimmy in the old days. Wherever he was, he would figure out a way, you know, before the technology we have now, he would figure out a way to hear our show when he was outside, in the car if it wasn't, you know, heard locally. He was always putting wires together or coming up with some kind of way to make sure he heard the show.
And he's always experimenting with some new plant or finding something new somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, he's a good guy.
The bartender to the stars, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
He's
worked a lot of parties up in L.A.
A lot of L.A. parties for sports figures and movie stars and things
That's
like that.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I got to meet Jimmy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you'd like
Jimmy.
He's a great guy.
Great guy. Okay, John, let's get to some emails.
Okay, that was one.
Oh, okay.
So what you meant was let's get to some more.
some that had a question for you.
A question, yes. That was more of a comment.
Right. Well, here's another comment. This one is from Rochelle and Chuck. She says, hi, John. So glad you're back. You sound energetic and hope you're feeling 100% with no taste in your mouth except delicious Italian foods. We missed you last week. I missed being here, too.
Yeah, it was. I think that's why I got sick.
Yeah.
Because
he was
wasn't
just sad.
There. It's just like, I got sad. I just, you know, by the end of the hour, I couldn't do it. I was wailing.
just in the corner.
I hate it when you wail. I am feeling a lot better. Unfortunately, the taste is not good.
Now, we had discussed something else that we thought might be contributing to that, but you don't think it is that now?
No.
Okay.
No, because I thought it might be my new blood pressure medication, which does affect taste, supposedly, or can, and I stopped taking that. And my good friend Joel, who's the neurologist, yelled at me because I stop taking the medication without telling my doctor.
Right, as an experiment.
And I was really, the first 3 days, I could drink water, and it didn't taste like anything. So I thought, oh, wow, this is it. Things are improving. But after 3 days, the water started tasting bad again. So anyway, enough of that.
Yeah.
Now we've got... I know. We started out on such a good note.
We're going to rebound. It's all good. We're all happy.
That's right.
What else do you have for us?
This is from Steve in Simi Valley. And he says, hello, John, Brian, and Tiger. My wife received a pot of tulips, and now they're gone. What's the best way to save the bulbs till next year?
You got to put them in the refrigerator, right?
Not yet.
Too early?
Not yet. Well, first of all, you needed to make sure that the plants were fertilized and that you kept the green leaves growing as possible, because the bulbs need to build up their strength for the following year. And then you can just leave that, put the pot somewhere dry, just leave it there until the fall. And then in the fall, put it in the refrigerator.
All right, we'll come back. We'll talk more about that and more emails. And still looking for phone calls. Who's going to be the first phone call today? It's 855-424-9825. 855-424-9825. That, of course, a free call here. BizTalk Radio, Garden America, Tiger Palafox, John Vagnasco. Good morning. I'm Brian Main. We're going to step aside almost 30 minutes after the hour. Stay with us.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now, 800-305-2030. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's bare root fruit tree season, and you probably have a million questions. Which fruits will grow well here? What are the tastiest fruits? How do I care for them? The answers? They're just a click away with the informative fruit tube videos at DaveWilson.com. That's Dave Wilson Nursery, the nation's largest grower of fruit trees for the backyard garden. They have planting tips, taste test results, and links to nurseries in your area that carry Dave Wilson Fruit Trees. Your harvest to better health begins at DaveWilson.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline
line now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It is 36 minutes after the hour. Happy Saturday. Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show. Look, even Tiger's got his neck going back and forth. Little disco with Donna Summer.
There you go. People can see that, right?
Absolutely. See his neck going back and forth. Grooving to the sounds. 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com. Speaking of hot stuff, john@gardenamerica.com. Also, your phone calls again, 855-424-9825. Let's go to Ed in Santa Maria. Ed, big listener, follower of our show for a long time. Ed, good morning. How can we help you, buddy?
Good morning, sir. Glad to see all the crew, Jimmy, and all the Simi Valley people are online this morning. And
absolutely.
We want to wish everybody, all the ladies in our lives, our mothers, and especially Sharon, who kept the boys apart and kept the show on course. We want to wish them all a very happy Mother's Day.
What a nice thing to say, Ed. That's absolutely
for
right.
You, John. Sure. What it constitute the amount of time that plants, shade plants, I seem to have a penchant for shade plants. How much time or how little time can shade plants be actually in the sun? It seems like when you go to the nurseries nowadays, they kind of say, well, so much shade, so much sun. You really don't know what the quantity of sun is on a lot of these shade plants.
Well, a lot of it depends on where the... Can you hear me? Are we having a problem, Brian?
Ed, can you hear us, buddy? Okay, Ed can't hear us. Okay, let me talk to our director here real quickly. John, you go ahead and try to address his question.
All right, though he can't hear me.
Okay, let me talk to our director here real quickly. John, you go ahead.
Now I'm getting you in the background.
And now there's the delay that we love. He's got his phone turned up. This makes for great radio, doesn't it? So there we go.
Yeah, hello there. Are you back there?
Well, we've been here the whole time, Ed. Can you hear us, buddy?
Do you want me to repeat the question that you hear? You just cut out my phone, so that's what I asked.
No, we have the question, and John's going to answer it for you.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, thank you, buddy.
Now I can't remember the question.
This is great.
It was the shade plants.
Okay, the shade plants. Yeah. All right. Right, I got it, Ed. And I had started to talk about it depends where the shade is. Like coastal shade is different than desert shade because heat becomes a factor, too. So plants can take more sun in cooler temperatures than they can in hot temperatures. But the other thing to remember is we've used this example many times. Plants build a waxy layer over their parts, stems, leaves, etc. And it's called a cuticle. And that cuticle filters out sun. And the more sun that a plant gets, the thicker the cuticle is to prevent sunburn. This is really easily seen with Ficus benjamina, because a Ficus benjamina that's been indoors, if you take it indoors, put it outdoors in the sun, it's going to have a very thin cuticle because it wanted to get as much light as it could while it was indoors. So when you put it out in the sun, there's no layer there to protect it, and it just burns. You know, we say it's the same thing as if you went to the beach after being indoors all winter, you would get sunburn. And the reverse is true. If you take a Ficus benjamina that's been outside in full sun, has a thick waxy layer covering it to protect it from burning, you bring that indoors, and then all the leaves fall off because there isn't enough light that can penetrate into the leaves. So the plant will put out new leaves with a thinner cuticle. Now, with shade plants, plants that really like lower light conditions, they don't have the ability to build up as thick a cuticle as, say, a ficus would be. So that's where you get shade plants versus sun plants. And, again, the shade plants that that really like being in the shade will take some sun if the temperatures are cooler, or depends on the direction of the sun. If it's more early morning sun or really late afternoon sun, that's not going to be as hard on them as midday sun, which could burn them. I hope that makes sense.
Can you acclimatize, you were talking about the ficus benjamina, can you acclimatize a shade plant to take more and more sun? If I started off in the shade and gradually over a couple of months move it closer, move it more out of the shade towards the sun, will it acclimatize to more sun?
Well, let me handle this one, because I've seen this happen too, is that you can
Hello?
Do that.
Go ahead.
So, I mean, what I was going to say is that, yeah, people can climatize plants, and they do it all the time. But one of the issues, too, is that sometimes shade plants are just that, shade plants. And you might be able to climatize it, but then you get to a certain point where, you know, an azalea isn't going to grow in absolute sun in the middle of Utah. Kind of a thing. No matter how much climatizing you do, there's just plants that have a maximum ability to absorb that much sun. And then the problem that you run is that some years are more extreme than others. Like you were mentioning, like right. there could be a really hot year, and that one year, even though it's been fine for 5, 6, maybe 10 years, that one year, and it can kill the plant, right?
If you have a plant that's in a container and you want to acclimatize it, like Ed is talking about, the time to do it is in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the sun's not that strong, put it out in full sun in the winter, and then as the days get longer and the sun increases, it will acclimatize. But again, if it's a plant that really likes the shade, it just doesn't have the ability to build up that tolerance.
Yeah.
You know, some ferns,
right?
Like a maidenhair fern, it's not going to take full sun. But there are some type of ferns that, you know, like some
leather
of the sword ferns. You know, some of those can grow in quite a bit of sun,
right,
if they're used to it.
Yeah.
So we apologize for the
phone problem, but
phone
I think that makes sense. I think we get the gist of it.
I appreciate it very much. We got it. But thank
Beautiful.
You so much for the information. We really appreciate it. And again, happy Mother's Day to everybody, especially Sharon.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
We appreciate it, Ed. Ed in Santa Maria. That opens up a line, 855-424-9825. Also, we're still doing John at GardenAmerica.com.
If you have an email, right, yeah, just send me an email.
Fire
John
off an email.
John@gardenamerica.com. You know, he wished Sharon a happy Mother's Day, and it brought to mind something that a listener told me this week, and they said, Sharon's not there to act as a buffer between you guys anymore.
he mentioned the same thing in a roundabout way.
Yeah, so they pointed out something that I had said on a previous show and said, I think that's when Sharon would have either looked at you or jabbed you in the side. She was absolutely right. What Sharon would have done.
That's what she does. Tiger just lets us go.
Yeah.
He just, you know, part of the fun.
I think he encourages us.
I think so, too.
It's kind of like watching an accident happen.
I knew he was going to say that. You just can't help but look. Huh? You can't just drive by. You got to stop and look. 855-424-9825. Lines open. John@gardenamerica.com.
Hey, did you put this on Facebook? A couple weeks ago, Steve from Simi Valley sent us his potato harvest, and he had grown some blue potatoes. And today he sent us a picture. He made blue potato chips. I thought that was pretty intriguing. Is it up there, Brian? No?
Yeah.
Yes?
Hold on.
You're getting ready to put it up.
I got to get off this page here, and I'll show you here.
We can't talk. We can't show anything. Just where are we?
Here we go. So if we go to...
That was your mother, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. That was her...
That was Jinx.
Her Hollywood headshot back in the 50s when she was working for RKO Studios. He doesn't... Look, Tiger doesn't believe me.
She was Miss Oklahoma. You didn't know that, did you?
I did not know.
Miss Nebraska.
Oh, Miss Nebraska.
I thought you were from Pacific Beach.
Well, I am. My dad was from Chicago.
Oh.
Mother, Nebraska.
Oh.
Came here, met, married, and then
your parents were immigrants.
Worked
right?
in L.A. for a while.
Non-California,
yes. But to answer your question, the blue potato chips are posted on our webpage.
Oh, at
Facebook.
Garden?
I'm sorry, Facebook.
Okay, Facebook, Garden America Radio. There you go. I see them. They look great.
You know what? Yeah. The way this break, this segment's gone, we need a break.
Yeah.
So we're going to come right back. We're just out of hand this morning, but having a good time. Join us. You can maybe keep the ship steady. And again, that number toll free is 855-424-9825, 855-424-9825. And again, John at GardenAmerica.com here on BizTalk Radio, Tiger Palafox. I'm Brian Main. He's John Bagnasco. This is Garden America taking a break, coming right back in about 46 minutes after the hour.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Battling bugs inside and out? Then it's time to get more from Bayer Advanced and Lowe's Home Improvement Stores. Now you can buy Bayer Advanced Complete Brand Insect Killer for soil and turf and get a free bottle of Bayer Advanced Home Pest Plus Germ Killer, a $9 value. Complete works outside on your lawn, eliminating surface insects, including mosquitoes, in 24 hours and soil insects for up to 3 months. While Home Pest Plus Germ Killer handles the bugs inside your home. Lowe's and Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices, a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
All right, 52 minutes after the hour, final segment of hour number one. Don't forget, coming up next hour at about 10 after the hour or so, our good friend Lance Walheim from Bayer will be here, as this hour and each hour brought to us by Bayer. Get more from that blue bottle. 855-424-9825, john@gardenamerica.com, as we broadcast every week here on Biz Talk Radio. John, any emails, anything to share with us?
I think I shared all the emails.
Okay.
But since you just mentioned Bayer, that reminded me that when I get home today, I'm going to use the Bayer All-in-One Rose Defense on my daylilies. I think it's called Rose and Flower Defense.
What are you defending?
Well, daylilies, there was a new disease, a new rust that started attacking daylilies. Do you remember when that was, Tiger, like about 10 years ago?
Well, it was all those annual daylilies varieties, right, that had the big problem?
I don't know. I have it on my evergreen daylilies, everything. They just got those yellow leaves. But the Bayer product has a systemic fungicide in it that works great. And plus there's a fertilizer in it. So if I just pour that on a couple times, it just takes care of the rust and the daylilies look fine. Daylily rust is not good.
No. But, you know, with the evergreen varieties, I like that a lot more than the annual. I know that there's more color selection in varieties, kind of different color flowers and different style flowers than in some of the annual, I guess, what do you call it? Not annual variety.
Deciduous.
Deciduous daylilies. But, I mean, they don't always look good, which is makes sense, through the whole year.
Right.
But the evergreen ones just are much more striking to me.
That's true. But one of the points to consider about deciduous daylilies is when, or dormant daylilies, when they go dormant, the leaves are all gone and they're easy to clean up. The evergreen, they've got those brown leaves in there that you've got to pull out and pull the leaves from the bottom and clean them up.
And the plant that I was talking about to you during the break is called what? The one that I asked about?
Oh, the Valthemia.
Valthemia, thank you. Okay.
I don't know if we quite finished talking about Steve's
potato chips.
No, it's tulips.
I'm sorry, tulips. And what should he do with? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because you're doing basically the same thing with your Velthemia.
Okay.
When bulbs are done flowering, they usually go dormant. And with the Velthemia, since it's from a warm climate, South Africa, it'll come back and bloom again. But tulips are from colder climates, so they're only going to bloom once a year. But a bulb, a true bulb like a tulip, is got everything that that plant needs inside the bulb. If you cut that bulb open,
right,
you can see next year's flower inside the bulb.
Wow. Wow, that's interesting.
In a true bulb, you can see that, but that bulb has to build up for the following year. And usually in warm climates like we have, they may not have enough time to do that, especially if they were in a pot, because they need a lot of care. And then in warm climates, you have to go through and refrigerate them,
mm-hmm.
give them that vernalization that takes about 6 to 8 weeks.
But in my case, it's much simpler. Just cut the stem and
yours
then
doesn't need
pull
to
the
be chilled,
off.
Right? South African bulbs don't need to be chilled.
So just cut the stem, pull the leaves off, let it do its thing, and then it'll come back.
Yeah.
They're beautiful. I'm glad I took that picture when it was coming into full bloom, because that's when it was at its prime. Look good.
Yeah, you could print out that picture, put it on a little cardboard, and go stick it out on by the pot.
Hey, you know, when I went to the dumpster the other day, somebody had thrown out a perfectly good Easter lily. There was nothing wrong with it. So, yes, I admit, I dumpster dived.
That's all right.
I went in there, grabbed it, and pulled it out. It's on my patio, and it's doing very, and all the rains we had this last week, why would anybody do that?
They're done with it.
I can see if a plant dies and it's never coming back.
So you've kept every poinsettia, every orchid,
Easter
lily.
As long as they were alive. I never get rid of a plant that's alive.
Well, an Easter lily, what? It goes dormant.
It's not dormant yet.
Well, I know, but it won't go dormant
until the fall, though. I mean, it'll stay green all
summer.
Yeah, but it's not going to be blooming or anything.
No, but it'll come back next year.
It's got nice green leaves on it.
But that's what I'm saying. You've kept every one of those plants that you've ever gotten as a gift or as decoration or anything like that.
Until they die or they're not going to come back. If they're dormant, of course, I keep them.
Well, I'm sure you've had a poinsettia that's gone.
Why are you so mad at me?
Years. Because it's like, why am I so mad at you?
He's an angry young man.
Because I saved a plant.
No, and that's fine. But it's hard because... You know, there are so many plants that are just kind of seasonal that you can just get new ones.
And people just don't, fine, I'm done with it, but I'll keep it. It looked good. Green leaves,
So it didn't have any blooms or anything. You just like the green foliage on the Easter lily.
Absolutely. And it's nice, dark green leaves. I'm a leaf guy. John knows that.
I never throw away roses.
Well.
And even when I'm breeding, anything that germinates, I just keep and keep and keep.
So there's the yes answer to your
hoarder,
question.
Even if
it's, because I think someday, it doesn't look good now, but maybe someday it will.
Yeah.
Like three years from now, 4 years from now.
You never know, right?
That's true.
See, this is why East Coast gardening does better than California gardening, because all the people in the East Coast are saying, we can't keep these things year-round.
Right.
They have to start over.
Right.
In those cold climates, you have to start over. It doesn't stick around.
Anyway, I just thought it was in good shape. I just thought, needed some love and attention. That's all.
You talk about hostas, too, back east. They look pretty ratty by the end of the year.
Right.
Got holes in the leaves and yellowing leaves and stuff. So when the hostas come up in the spring, it's almost like our roses when they come out.
Yeah,
the foliage looks
true.
Great, great mm-hmm. buds, and the hostas come out with those nice new leaves. And
have you had mildew
look really
trouble
good.
This year so far?
A little bit. But
not much.
Mostly on the indicator roses.
Yeah. Well, that's a good good indication.
Good indication.
Yeah.
Of that.
Not all. I'll tell you one thing that's in... that right now is just loaded with more fruit than I've ever had, and that's my pixie grape.
Ah, we can talk about that after
I have to take a picture of that and show it to you guys next week. Or maybe I'll bring it in studio.
Lance Wahlheim coming up early next hour, about 6 minutes after. Do stay with us. We're going to pause, take about a 6-minute break or so with news coming up on many of these affiliates. Go to GardenAmerica.com, click Listen Live, or go to BizTalk Radio, and click our show if you want to catch us hour number two if your local market doesn't carry us. Stay with us. Garden America continues. Hour two coming up next.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.